our feelings are very fluctuating and ephemeral, aren't they? But dwelling on the faithfulness and the love and the mercy of God is always safe. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of challenge and commitment. Here's your friend, Elizabeth Elliott.
You are loved with an everlasting love. This is God's word to us. He loves us, and underneath are His everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliott, finishing my series this week on the gift of old age. I call it a gift. I really do believe that everything in my life, as I look back, comes from God's mercy. Even the worst things. Yes, I do believe that. Because it says in Psalm 16:5, Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup, and have made my lot secure. That gives me tremendous confidence and stability. It certainly ought to deliver me from anxiety and worry forever. I can't say that I've reached that point, but I do have every reason to believe that absolutely nothing is ever going to happen that is outside of God's control. And so, in old age, as we ponder all the years that have passed, what we've done and what we've left undone, what we wish we had done, the dreams that seem to evaporate, and the efforts that apparently came to nothing, and we look forward to the weakness and the disintegration of old age and perhaps the horrors of the manner of dying, we have so many comforting words from Scripture. In Psalm 92:14, we have God's promise that we will still bring forth fruit in old age. That's my prayer, that I will not just give up and pack it in and say, well, I've done my thing, I don't ever have to do anything else for God. If we abide in the vine, then we can bring forth fruit. And as I see it, there's certainly no reason why, as an old person, we don't continue to abide in the vine. They will still bring forth fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him. Is that your testimony? I hope so. What kind of fruit have you offered to God and to the world, which so desperately needs spiritual mothers and fathers? Ask God to help you to be a spiritual mother or father. Forgetfulness is one of the painful things that I'm very aware of now. I find it more difficult to remember the short-term things. I can't remember where I was yesterday. Sometimes I can't remember what that verse was that I read this morning. I can't even remember what I ate for breakfast sometimes. It's painful. It's the awareness of limitation. And George MacDonald is another one of my old friends who had a great deal to say about old age. And in his book called The Diary of an Old Soul, which is a wonderful book, it has a little poem for every day, and he covers everything. He says, O Father, thou art my eternity. Not on the clasp of consciousness, on thee my life depends. And I can well afford all to forget, so thou remember, Lord. In thee I rest. In sleep thou dost me fold. In thee I labor. Still in thee grow old. And dying, shall I not in thee, my life, be bold? Now, some of you may have had a little trouble getting that. My husband is one who would say, when I read him a poem like this, now, what in the world's he talking about? I don't understand a word of that. Well, I'm sure you understood some of it. But he's saying that we don't have to depend on our own consciousness for life. We depend on God, who is our Father. Thou art my eternity. And I can well afford all to forget, he says, if you will just remember me, Lord. I rest in you, in sleep. I'm folded as a sheep is folded. In thee I labor, and still in thee grow old. I'm still with him, even if I'm forgetting him, even if I am losing my powers, and dying, shall I not in thee my life be bold? He is my life. Christ is my life. My dear friend, Miss Cumming, was dying of cancer. And when I spoke to her on the phone, she said that the Lord had just been reminding her of that lovely gospel hymn, "Be not dismayed, whate'er betide, God will take care of you." And the chorus just repeats that. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. And she rested on that. She had no relatives in the world, as far as I know. She had been completely abandoned by her family, and yet was a radiant, trusting old lady, believing that God was going to take care of her. We have verse after verse after verse that should comfort us, and here are a few of them. Isaiah 46:4. Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am He. I am He who will sustain you. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you, and I will rescue you. Isaiah 43:2. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep you away. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze, for I am the Lord your God. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And I've copied into my little brown notebook the testimony of an old man named Sir Thomas Browne from the 17th century. He said, "When I survey the occurrences of my life and call into account the finger of God, I can perceive nothing but an abyss and mass of mercies. Those which others term crosses, afflictions, judgments, misfortunes, to me, when I inquire further into them than their visible effects, they have always proved to be the secret favors of His affection." I've pondered that and thought about it so much, because there have been things in my life, as in yours, which others would have said were crosses and afflictions and judgments and misfortunes. And yet when I look back and look at how the finger of God has moved in my life, I have to say that every single thing has proved ultimately to be the favors of His love, the evidence of His mercy and His love. And I thank Him for that. The gift of old age is one of God's gifts, which is to be accepted. This is the will of God for me. In acceptance, we find peace. If we rage against it, deny it, wish it away, hate it, refuse to talk about it, we're not going to find peace. We are going to get more and more crotchety and un-get-along-withable. We will make life miserable for the people who have to take care of us. But on the other hand, if we receive it as a gift from God, what a difference it makes. That's true in every aspect of life. If I receive my work as a gift from God, the work becomes more pleasant, even easier at times. If I receive my old age as a gift from God, I have no reason to complain, because this is the will of God for me. This is a gift of His love. He will be with me every minute of every hour, of every day, of every week, of every month, of every year that I may have left to me. And let's not forget, Jesus might come tomorrow. Jesus might come tonight. We have no way of knowing that we have another day in which to glorify Him and to sing His praises. And at last, the joy of all joys, the unspeakable thrill beyond all our imaginings, we will see Him face to face. Fanny Crosby was blind from the time she was 6 weeks old. She lived to the age of 95. She wrote about 8,000 hymns. I think one writer said 10,000. I'm not sure. And when she was just a little girl, she wrote this poem. "Oh, what a happy soul am I, although I cannot see. I am resolved that in this world contented I shall be. How many blessings I enjoy that other people don't. To weep and sigh because I'm blind, I cannot, nor I won't." And she's the one that wrote, "To God be the glory, great things he hath done." And she wrote, "Someday the silver cord will break, and I no more as now shall sing. But oh, the joy when I shall wake within the palace of the king, and I shall see him face to face and tell the story, saved by grace." The gift of old age. And Max Lucado, in his little book called The Applause of Heaven, writes this: "When you look at this world stained by innocent blood and smudged with selfishness, doesn't it make you want to go home? Me too. John says that someday God will wipe away your tears. The same hands that stretched the heavens will touch your cheek. The same hands that formed the mountains will caress your face. The same hands that curled in agony as the Roman spike cut through will someday cup your face and brush away your tears forever. When you think of a world where there will be no reason to cry, ever, doesn't it make you want to go home? In the next world, John says, goodbye will never be spoken. Tell me, doesn't that make you want to go home?"
Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your gateway to joy. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.